With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli troops and hardware moving into Gaza over the weekend as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a second stage in the war. And Netanyahu says Israel is just getting started in what will be a very long and difficult war. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, telling the Salem Radio Network, one country in particular continues to pose an ongoing threat to Israel and the United States.
What our intelligence has indicated is that Iran is behind Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Islamic Jihad, and of course much of the unsettledness, instability throughout the region.
Also at SRNnews.com, China is playing a very dangerous game and the United States is getting tired of it. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
Video released by the Pentagon shows a Chinese fighter jet flying within just 10 feet of an American B-52 bomber Tuesday over the South China Sea. The video shows the fighter jet passing just beneath the bomber's wing. The incident comes a week after the Pentagon reported 180 similar incidents carried out by China against U.S. forces in the region since 2021 after Biden took office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Authorities in Acapulco say the death toll from Hurricane Otis stands at 43 right now, but they fear that number will climb. A number of families still waiting on word from their loved ones. Otis came ashore with 165 mile per hour winds. Tampa, Florida, a shooting incident early today. Two people are dead, 18 wounded. One arrest has been made there. And a shooting at Georgia State University's Atlanta campus earlier in the day. Four people have been wounded. This is SRN News. Abortion bans lead to fewer abortions.
The We Count Project reviews monthly abortion data across the country, and it has discovered that in states where the procedure is restricted, there are a lot less abortions. In some states, abortions have dropped by nearly 100%. Thanks to legislation that bars or severely limits the procedure. This report counters the arguments of some who suggested that repeating Roe v. Wade would have very little effect on how many abortions actually take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in London say anti-Semitic incidents up more than 1,000% since Hamas launched its violent attack on Israel. The city has seen pro-Palestinian rallies and the defacing of posters showing the Israelis who were taken hostage by Hamas during the initial hours of that attack 3 weeks ago. This is SRN News. With winter right around the corner, a Vermont ski town that was hit by severe flooding over the summer wants to get the word out, it is very much open.
Ludlow was one of the hardest hit communities in Vermont in the July flooding. The flooding not only inundated businesses and homes with floodwaters, but heavily damaged the town post office and wastewater treatment plant. The Ludlow town manager says more than 90% of the damaged businesses have reopened, and the community is ready and waiting with open arms for the winter season.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. United Auto Workers Union widening its strike against GM, the lone holdout among the three Detroit automakers, after reaching a tentative deal in the last day or two now with Stellantis. The escalated walkout began Saturday at a Spring Hill, Tennessee plant, just hours after Stellantis' deal had been reached. More details at SRNnews.com.